Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read three passages, short passages of Scripture out of the New Testament. First, out of Colossians. The Apostle Paul writes in chapter 3, verse 23, he writes this, "Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people." And then, again, the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians at chapter 10, verse 31, "So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." And then in the letter in Revelation, the Apostle John writing in chapter 5 at verse 13, he writes this, "Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying to him," and he's referring to Christ, "who sits on the throne and to the Lamb," again, he's referring to Christ, "to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." Well, here we are. New year, 2021. Has to be better than last, right? Well, it depends. And it depends on, I would suggest, the why of our lives, on finding our purpose in life. You know, looking back, I might suggest that at least in my life, there would have been times in 2020 that could have been better had I done that. And maybe you can identify too as we go through this. You'll see that maybe is the case. But looking ahead with you now, I want to share again a story about a man I've shared with you before, but look at it from a couple other aspects today. A man whose passion to write and express himself through music began at an early age after he lost both of his parents. Bach, or Johann Sebastian Bach's love of music and his passion for creating it, were an expression of his thoughts and his feelings inside. They came from within, and they brought him and others much deep-seated joy. He's now recognized probably as one of history's most extraordinary composers and considered to classical music what William Shakespeare is considered to English literature. His body of music included hundreds and hundreds of pieces, and one of his most notable pieces entitled Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, is often used in one of the most important of moments in our society, and we recognize it right away as the bridal entrance at a wedding ceremony. But Bach's music was more than just a blend of notes woven together in melodies and harmonies by him, because it was the motivation behind his music that was important to him, the why for writing piece after piece after piece of music was the passion behind his musical creativity, not just writing a piece of music, not just ending up with here's another one, but the why he did that. Before Bach began to write a new sheet of music, he would sketch the letters JJ in the margin at the top of the sheet. They stood for Jesu Huva, H-U-V-A. It was a simple prayer by him, "Jesus, help me." But a prayer which focused him and helped him to lean into the why of what he was about to do. And then, when he had completed a particular composition, he would make a notation in the margin of the sheets of these three letters, S, D, G, standing for the Latin phrase Soli Deo Gloria, or translated into English, meaning to the glory of God alone. Bach's life was a one-of-a-kind example of that singular motivation. It was why he did what he did. His life was an original score that God created that no one else could duplicate. And with his life, Bach sought simply to please and glorify his Creator. And in that, he found the why for his life, the why for his existence, the purpose of his life. You and I are also created one-of-a-kind. No one else is like you. No one else is like me. And no one else can do what you can do or can do what I can do. That's the way God designed it to be, designed the world and designed you and me. Therefore, living out your life as God designed you to do means that no one else can glorify God like you can or glorify him in your place, in place of you. No one else can write or play, so to speak, the music that is within you. And if you or I don't live out the life that we were created for, we leave a hole which no one else can fill. What Bach did was not the motivation for the writing of his music, the what, piece number 222, whatever, but instead he wrote music because of the why. It was the why inside him that motivated him to write simply this, to please and glorify God. That's why he wrote the music, which has brought such joy and inspiration to so many for so many years. But you know, it's funny. It wasn't until years later, after he was gone, after he had passed, that people began to appreciate his music. So if he had been writing music, the what, the scores, etc., over and over, for recognition and applause of others, he'd have been pretty disappointed, discouraged, and empty because no one paid any attention to his music while he was alive. But instead, he wrote it to please God. And later, it was discovered. One of the four pillars, one of the four P's of God's ministry that we call Impact for Living is our purpose in life. Along with giving serious attention each day to also maximizing the other three P's or pillars of potential, passion, and platforms, finding and understanding and living out our purpose in life begins first with recognizing and believing that we were each created to fulfill a unique destiny. Our contribution on this earth and through our lives was not meant to be left to chance. Your life, my life, is not governed by something as vague and impersonal as fate. God knew what the world would be like when you were here, and he created you for specific purposes to leave a legacy and have an imprint which no one else can leave and no one else can have. Do you believe that? I mean, really, do you believe that? Sadly, though, too many don't believe that. Instead, they walk the streets of our communities. You've seen them. The halls of our workplaces, our homes, churches, and beyond, simply going through the motions, waking, sleeping, getting up again each day, conforming to the rules and the values of a society guided by the what? What have you done for me lately? What can I do today to earn somebody's respect and appreciation? All guided by the things of life more than they are guided by God. And as a result, they never reach their full God-given potential. Even I fall prey, and I suspect you fall prey at times, to those worldly rules and values. And doubt enters, and uncertainty and discouragement covers me and covers us. And we lose our way when we don't meet them. We don't meet those expectations, and we lose our way in the belief that we were created by God uniquely. We forget that. To have an impact that only we can have and leave a legacy that only we can leave. I've been there. And I suspect you have too. But then, thank goodness, a poke from God comes again when we see or hear something which reminds us God has created us for a purpose, a unique purpose. And with God, in fulfilling our purpose, seeing and believing in our uniqueness, our motivations to him really do matter. Our whys in life matter more than the whats. God judges the motives of our hearts, why we do what we do. Are we about doing things we were created to do which give honor and glory to God, or are we about doing things to please others? Good luck in that. Paul reminds us in Colossians, which we read, to work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. To do the best you can, to be the best you can, but realize you're doing it for him. And at the end of the time that you do it, he will smile upon you, whether you meet expectations of the world or not. And in the passage in 1 Corinthians in chapter 10 at verse 31, Paul reminds us that in whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Are we about doing things to satisfy and meet the expectations of the world around us? Or instead, are we doing things which God calls us to do, to honor him, to please him, to glorify him? Are we about doing good for others, being motivated by the why in life and making a difference in the world around us with God, and a difference which will last after the applause has grown quiet and the trophies now covered perhaps in dust are forgotten? Bach left us with this final word about his music and why he was called to write music when he said that the aim and final end of all music should be none other than for the glory of God. The Apostle John echoes that for our lives, for the aim of our lives, in the passage from Revelation when he wrote, "To him, Christ, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." Praising and honoring Christ. Whether in the entertainment world, in business or education, in the church, sports, science, medicine, law, politics, yes, even politics, or whatever and wherever, to find our real purpose, our lasting and satisfying and eternal purpose in life, we are called upon by God to focus not on what we do, but instead to focus on why we do what we do, with the gifts and abilities, the passions that God has placed within us, and where he places us to use them. And with that, we will begin to please and bring glory to God. That is our ultimate purpose. Johann Sebastian Bach understood that. He understood that God focuses us on the whys of our lives, why we do what we do, and in that we bring glory and pleasure to God in everything we do. Think about that as you move forward in each day of your life. Focus on why you are doing what you do, on why you are going to do what you do as you're planning something new. Why are you doing it? And also focus on who you are doing it for, the one who created you, the one who knows you best, and the one who loves you most. And when you do, no matter what's going on in the world around you, what's going on in your life, you will begin to move toward a place of peace and satisfaction and fulfillment as your purpose becomes more aligned with God and where God is glorified by all you do and how you do it. In the process, you and I will become more who we were created to be, while others around us will be lifted to be all they were created to be by us, with God with us. So, our purpose for 2021 and more? Let's focus on the why of our lives, of pleasing and glorifying God in everything we do. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you. At this time with these dear friends, I thank you for this moment just to pause as we enter this new year and look to become all that you want us to be. Help us not to live for the expectations of the world, but to live for you, to glorify and to please you in everything we do, to look within and to help us, Lord, to be all that you created us to be, to realize how unique we are, to be that person you created us to be at this time in history. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us. Thanks for who we are. Thank you that you just won't leave us alone, that you'll be there with us as we continue to grow into that person you created us to be, so that we might be all that you want us to be, but also so that we might, with you, help others to be all that they were created to be. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.